sanctions or minerals deals. Can they really end a war? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the ongoing conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Let's dive in. In a bold statement that challenges international diplomatic efforts, Corneille Nangaa, the leader of the Congo River Alliance, which includes the formidable M23 rebel group, declared that neither international sanctions nor a prospective minerals deal with the United States will halt their fight. This comes as the rebels continue to hold key territories in eastern Congo after capturing the cities of Goma and Bukavu. Nangaa's comments underscore the complexity of the conflict, which is deeply rooted in the region's history and ethnic tensions. He dismissed Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi's proposal for a minerals partnership with the United States, emphasizing that the conflict is an internal matter that needs Congolese solutions, not foreign interference. Trying to bribe the United States with mines can undermine U.S. credibility, Nangaa warned, highlighting the potential geopolitical ramifications of such deals. The situation has escalated significantly since January, raising fears of a broader regional conflict. The M23 rebels, predominantly composed of ethnic Tutsis, claim to defend their community against discrimination, while the Congolese government accuses them of destabilizing the region with Rwandan backing. Despite United Nations estimates suggesting support from Rwanda, Nangaa insists on the rebel alliance's independence. Efforts to mediate a ceasefire have so far been unsuccessful. A recent summit of southern and eastern African leaders led to the formation of a new peace facilitation panel following the withdrawal of Angolan President João Lourenço as the chief mediator. This panel of five former African presidents aims to appoint a new mediator to replace Lourenço. The conflict's implications are far-reaching. The Democratic Republic of the Congo's mineral wealth, valued at an astounding $24 trillion, is critical to global technology and could shift international trade dynamics. The rebels' control over strategic locations, like the road linking four provinces, further complicates military and economic stability in the region. Why does this matter? The outcome of this conflict could reshape regional alliances and economic ties. It poses strategic questions for policymakers and business leaders. How should international powers engage with Congo to foster peace without exacerbating tensions? What are the risks of relying on mineral deals as leverage in geopolitical negotiations? That's it for today's World Daily Brief. The ongoing conflict in Congo highlights the challenges of balancing diplomatic efforts with complex local dynamics. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle, signing off. Until next time.